All right, guys. Welcome to the call. This is Nikki Moore. I'm part of your upline, and I am an Ambassador Diamond, and I have been with It Works since August 2010, so 2.5 years, really. So I apologize for the delay in getting the phone. As some of you have heard, we're just trying to scramble here to get ready for conference, and I'm a last-minute kind of a gal when it comes to packing, so maybe I'll have to change that over the years. But I'm really excited that you guys got on the call tonight. We are going to be talking about generating leads. One of the things that I love about this business is there's so many different ways to build. There's so many ways that you can get the word out. But before we get to that, we talked the last 2 weeks starting out our New Year's here. We talked about being intentional, kind of goal setting, and having a why. So really, I would strongly urge you, if you have not done that, really think about what your why is and think about what your goals are for this upcoming year and those short-term goals of what are your goals for this month and what are your goals coming up in February going to be? Because you certainly can't go anyplace without a roadmap. If you don't know where you want to go, you won't end up there for sure. So you have to have that in mind. But with our business opportunity, I'm so excited. I'm so pumped up over conference. I can't wait to hear what they have to say and just to talk to everybody and get some new ideas and just kind of rub elbows with everybody, with other top money earners and to see the team and meet people that we haven't met. And just, I'm so excited. So I don't even know if I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure I'll crash at like 2 or something and get up at 4 to go catch my plane. But it's going to be really exciting. I love this business opportunity. I love this business model. There is not another business out there that you can turn around and you can make a profit with a $99 investment. So let's go over the steps to success. I hope that you're bored with it. I hope you know it by the back of your hand. This is how you accomplish your dreams. This is how you set forth everything in motion. So the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to sign up for $99. If you have done so already, congratulations. If you're thinking about it, get with your upline or the person that invited you to the call and just pick their brain a little bit more if you still need some more information. But hopefully you just recognize the potential of this opportunity. So $99 gets you 4 of the ultimate body applicators. This is our flagship product. Nobody else has what we have. Nobody else has the formula or the botanical blend that we have where people can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. A product that Titan tones and firms. You get 4 of those wraps so you can turn around and sell them and make back your initial investment. You cannot open up another business. You can't open up a franchise. You can't go to McDonald's or open up a Buffalo Wild Wings for $99 and then turn around and sell that inventory, so to speak, or that product and get your money back. But you can with this opportunity. Once you get on that that business builder kit, you have 2 options. That's our basic model of getting into this business opportunity. We have a $499 package that includes 8 body wraps. It includes 3 boxes of facials and then 3 of our top-selling products that really gets you in the door with parties and expos. And these are products that you can demo as well as use for yourself and be a product of the product. But that is the Fat Fighters, our cheat meal, the Defining Gel, which is our companion product to our wraps, and Whole Brain Freeze. We have Defining Gel, we have Fat Fighter, and we have Greens. I don't know how I can forget Greens. They're my favorite product. So those 3 products, along with 8 boxes of wraps and 3 boxes of facials for $499. So that's kind of our premium package, and that really gets you ready for everything that you need for your first couple launch events to really start out strong. We also have a $149 package. This would be our mid-level. This includes 3 boxes of wraps, 1 box of facials, and then again, the Greens, Defining Gel, and Fat Fighter. This is only $149. And a box of wraps to us costs $59. So you can't even buy 3 boxes of wraps for $149, let alone you're getting like the facials and those 3 other products for free. So $149 kit, the only time that you can purchase this deal is when you sign up. So you can get the $499 kit whenever you need. A lot of people get that every month because they have that many parties on the books. But the $149 is that only time you can get that is when you sign up. So you sign up for $199, you pick your package, $499 or $149, and then you get on the ADBV AutoShip. ADBV AutoShip is the only thing you have for your business overhead. And with that, most people do purchase 2 boxes of wraps and that'll cost them $118 plus shipping and handling tax. Or, and that's so that they can sell the reps and make a profit, or you can be a product of the product and buy some of our supplements or our skincare and start using that so you can have your personal testimony. And so when you're on ADBV AutoShip, that is what allows you to be commission qualified. There's no minimum sales that you have to sell with this business to get paid. All you have to do is run that ADBV AutoShip, and you're going to get paid. And so sign up, pick your package, get on ADBV AutoShip. Step two, we want you to get more with four. This is really an essential step in our steps to success. It's actually a very strategic step for you guys to follow. The second thing that we want you to do with this business is get four loyal customers. That's why we ask you to launch 2 to 4 times in your first month. 2 to 4 parties where you can get the wrap on people, share the product, so that will increase your loyal customer base. And we want you to get 4 loyal customers in your first 30 days, because what this does is it allows you to be commission qualified, or allows you to be bonus qualified. Once you get your first 2 loyal customers, you're bonus qualified. And somebody can explain that in the compensation plan, and we'll go over that on a call when we talk about the compensation plan. But it's very important, because that's hundreds of dollars over the course of your business that you have of earning. And when you get 4 loyal customers in your first 30 days, you get 120 BV product credit. So what does that mean to you? That means you can get 120 BV towards free products for yourself, so you can be a product of the product, or you can get 2 boxes of wraps for only $10. $10 is going to get you 8 wraps. At $25 a pop, that's a $200 profit, well, minus the $10, it's a $190 profit for getting 4 loyal customers in your first 30 days. And then the third step for step 6 success is to go Ruby. That is our second pin level, and we have found that Ruby is really a foundational step for going Diamond. That's where you start to get extra bonuses at that leadership level. So go Ruby means that we want you to find 3 friends to do this with you and get those 3 friends to complete the steps to success right along with you. And that's all you do. It's just steps to success. You do it, you teach it, and then your downline does it, and they teach it. And that really, everything builds upon that. So the steps to success are really crucial for you to follow, and that's it. It doesn't get any more complicated. So what I have tonight is generating some leads, some different ways that we can get the word out while we're going through those steps to success. Now, the first thing that we have is parties. Pam Sally used to say, I haven't heard her say it in a long time. She's like, we're not a party plan, but we like to party. And it's true. My It Works friends, I think that we have a really good time, and we definitely have that party piece under control. So parties, home parties. You can do this personally and invite your own guests, or you could have a hostess do it for you. And what we typically do is say, this is your own business, you can create your own criterion, but I always let the hostess know if they have 5 to 7 guests that want to come try our Ultimate Body Applicator, that It Works wrap for $25 at her home when she hosts the party, she will get a wrap for free. So she gets to try that wrap simply by having guests come over and pay for that wrap herself. And if I have over 10 guests that come to the party that pay, I do offer my hostess a facial and a body wrap. At my parties, I always have, I always will, I offer facials and body wraps. Sometimes you're going to get some people that might be a little bit skeptical, or maybe just the age demographic. I don't know what it is in your pocket, but some people might want to try the facial versus trying a body wrap, and that's okay too. I charge the same for a facial applicator as I do for the body wrap. So parties are a really great way to get the word out. I do suggest, again, 2 to 4 parties in your first 30 days, and if you feel like you're starting to lack some momentum in your business, relaunch yourself. We are always meeting new people. Go back to that hundreds list that you should always be working on, adding new names and new people to it, and asking them. We just had a group of people inbox people and say, hey, can you do me a favor? Would you mind hosting a party for me? And I've got some amazing feedback. So that is definitely something that you can do, is ask for that favor of being a hostess for you and helping to get the word out. And then they will in turn will get a free body wrap. The second way that you can generate leads is through your loyal customers. Most people overlook it. I love the fact that we have way more loyal customers than we do distributors in this business. That's because our product really works. We want to be a real product-heavy company because that's what our sustainability is, and that's what people keep coming to and they gravitate to. So when you have products that people keep coming back to, you know that you're going to stay in business. But loyal customers are really, really great for referrals. They're great for referrals of other loyal customers. They're great for referrals for people to get their wrap on, and they're really great hostesses. They know how the product works, and they have a personal testimony. You have a loyal customer that's been with you for 4, 5, 6 months. You know they love the product. You know, incentivize them to help you get the word out. Sometimes what I will tell my loyal customers is if you, for every 4 loyal customers that you send me, I'll give you a free wrap, or I'll give you a free facial, or I have even, you know, if their favorite product happens to be Fat Fighter, it costs me $23 if I can get 4 loyals. I might say, you know what, this, it's kind of like a punch card. You know, when you go to the coffee places and you buy so many beverages, you get one for free, same thing. So if they refer 4 loyals, they get a wrap for free, they get a Fat Fighter for free. You can certainly come up with that on your own terms and work with your loyal customer or ask them, you know, if they host a party. Okay, I really know that you're a loyal customer and you love the product, but I'm going to throw in a body wrap and a facial if you host a party for me. You already know she's purchasing or he's purchasing from you, and so this is just another way to reward them for their loyalty. I know there's distributors out there that have built their business on their loyal customers because what's cool about a loyal customer is you don't know their market. You don't necessarily always know who their friends and family are. So if they can host a party for you and you get exposure to 5 to 10 new people, maybe those people are going to become loyal customers, and then you can go and ask them to host a party, and now you've just increased your social networking circle. So loyals are a really, really good resource for us, and a lot of times people overlook that. Another thing that you can do to generate leads is expos. Expos, they come in so many different shapes and forms and prices and locations, but pick one that fits your needs. Pick one that fits your demographic area. Some people will travel for them. Some people will pay more money for them. It's really up to you. I try to keep a peace of mind of how many people can I wrap to pay it off, or what's the size of it? What's the advertising that's going into it by the person that's putting on the expo? What's the population that's coming in? What are the numbers? And I think about that. I actually just did an expo this past weekend with a few girls on my team, and we split it between the 5 of us. And so that was something good because we all sold wrap. We all got a couple of us got loyal customers, and we all have a lot of parties generated from the leads that were on there. So a couple of us have a couple prospective distributors as well, too. Expos. You can do home-based business expos. Women expos, home and garden, health and wellness, beauty. I know people that will go out and do boat and RV shows, any car shows, anything that has a market for a vendor and you see other home-based businesses there, it's a good place for you to be. Sometimes people will discount a certain type, like I have a gal on my team, I remember when she first started, she did a boat and RV, and I thought, or a boat and car show, and I thought, really, what were you doing there? But there were other home-based businesses, and what we forget is maybe while the men want to go, the women might want to go with their husbands or boyfriends to be with them to go to this expo, but there's things that they want to look at, too. There's always a market for the products that we have. I mean, who doesn't want a tighten, tone, and firm? And you might as well be the one that gets the word out to them. So expos are another thing that you can do. Blitzing. This is a real surefire way to take action into your own hands. Blitzing is when we have those coupon cards, and on the front it shows the ultimate body applicator, and on the back it has the before and after picture. What do we say when we blitz? So many people are scared to put the word out. They're afraid to offer a coupon. But get it in your head that we are just simply offering a coupon to people. That's all we're doing. So when you're blitzing somebody, you can walk up to them and say, hey, have you heard about this crazy wrap thing? Have you tried this crazy wrap thing? Have you heard about this body wrap? Have you seen this before? Do you know anybody that's tried it? Any of those type of things can really get you in the door. Can I give you a coupon? Works very well, too. Tonight, my daughter and I were out, and we had to run into the phone store to get a new charger. And as I'm checking out, I was like, hey, can I give you a coupon? That was it. That was my intro. It led into a 10-minute, I'm not kidding you, a 10-minute conversation with her. And then her coworker, who was male, came over. And both of them said, oh, yeah, I think I've seen this. I'm not, yeah, that's right. I think I did. And somebody tried it, and it worked really, really cool. And then led into questions. And that's what you segue into, you know, well, if you want to host a party, I could wrap you for free, or I could set up an appointment. I can get your information and touch base with you. Lots of segues with that simple, simple coupon card. But really the simple way to do it is, have you heard of this? This is what it is. It's a site-specific body wrap, and it tightens, tones, and firms. And you show the picture of the body wrap. And then flip the card over and say, this is what it does. Here's a picture of a before and after of somebody that used the wrap. It's really as simple as that, and we don't need to overcomplicate it, and we don't need to explain every aspect of blitzing. But I think about blitzing in kind of two different fashions. I'll tell you about that one. Okay, so blitzing, direct blitzing. This is where you would actually set aside a chunk of time to go out and share your coupons. This is where you're really intentional about sharing the coupons with other people. So hair salons, tanning salons, nail salons, gyms, health and wellness places, those are all examples of places that we would go to and directly blitz them. What we're looking for is possibly them to incorporate the body wrap and our products into what they already currently have as an add-on service and for a residual income. So that would be a direct blitz. That's where you're being really intentional with your time. You really don't need to spend a lot of time having that set aside in your week. Maybe 2 hours max a week you could do that, because then make sure you call back on all the salons or health clinics or wherever you went into. Get a business card, try to talk to the manager or the owner, somebody that would make a decision about if they could implement it, or get an appointment set up. But you always have to call back and just say, hey, I was in your salon the other day. Have you seen my coupon? I left my coupon at the front desk. And that's your segue. Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Same response. Well, it's a site-specific body wrap, and it tightens, tones, and firms, and you can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. The reason I stopped in is I was wondering if you would be interested in sitting down and listening to how we can incorporate it into what you have as an add-on service to set you apart from other salons in the area and for a residual income. That would be a direct blitz. The other way would be a more of an indirect blitzing. This is your everyday life. This is where you keep your coupons in your purse, in your back pocket, in your car. You give a coupon to your waitress. You can strike up a conversation with somebody at the grocery store. You go to the mall. I always have my eye open for those people that have a smile on their face, that have a good disposition, somebody that's a people person, and I will give them a coupon and offer it to them. And at that stage of the game, a lot of time what I will do is, honestly, I'll say, the reason I'm giving you this card, if there is amazing business opportunity attached to it. That's what I do. You know, if I like that person. Other times I will just give them a coupon and just do a regular blitz. But I'm always looking for people to add to my business. Another thing that you can do, I guess there could be three types of blitzing. This would be kind of your phantom blitz. This is where you pop the blitz card up and you dash. And so community boards, or leaving them in the bathroom, or leaving them on a countertop. Don't say you blitzed if you did this. You are basically advertising your product. And so sometimes people will call you back if they see your blitz card up at the community board at the coffee shop, or while they're waiting to get their coffee, they'll grab a coupon, you know, off of it. That is something that you can certainly do, but that is more of a marketing or an advertising, getting the word out. It's not necessarily blitzing. Another thing that you can do is go for networking groups. Get involved in some business networking groups, meetup groups, common interest groups. we always, like I said, have our feelers out. So if you've always wanted to learn how to play the guitar, or you've always wanted to learn how to knit or do scrapbooking, get involved and create a bigger social circle for yourself. I started my Spanish class, which I miserably failed, but I started my Spanish class, and I really wasn't necessarily looking to expand my business into that area. I wanted to do something for me, but lo and behold, I was drinking my greens, and I had the gal ask me, and she's a distributor now, and I had her ask me, what are you drinking? I'm like, greens. She's nuts. She's amazing. She knows anything and everything about products and the product ingredients and everything that's in the green. She can tell you about what it's for and why it's in there. And so she really signed up because of the greens, and she's doing a great job. So these type of interest groups, common interest groups, things that you do to better yourself or to just pick up something new, they really are another social networking avenue for you to get the word out. Open houses are another thing that you can do. I like doing open houses, especially around the holiday season. Try to stick closer to the beginning of December or the end of November before things get too crazy busy. But I know people, we've done spring open houses. I did one last year, I think in February, after the calm, after the holidays. And this is really cool because you're collaborating with other home-based businesses. I've never felt threatened with another home-based business person offering their opportunity next to me, because I know what I have is really second to none. I know our compensation plan is amazing. Our product is amazing. There's lots of companies that sell candles and purses and bags and, you know, things like of that nature. No other company sells the body wrap. We are the body wrap company, and so nobody can compete with what we have. And we have a consumable product, too. So open houses, collaborate with other women. I did one, you know, last Christmas, and I had a couple ladies that did purses and bags and candles and jewelry. And what's really neat is if you have five people and you each invite 10 guests that end up showing up, you know, you invite 10 to 20 guests, and you each have 10 guests that show up. Well, if there's six of you, that's 50 new people that you are exposed to, 50 new people that are exposed to your product that you might otherwise not even have heard of. And so open houses and collaborating with other home-based business people is really a good way to network as well. You can do a referral program. I kind of touched on this with the loyal customers. If you have a loyal customer or somebody that is just a retail buyer and they love your products, but they're really not willing to make a commitment, or they don't want an opportunity at this time, but they want to refer people to you, you can have an incentive program for them too. You know, send me four people that wrap and I'll give you a free wrap. I've done that before. For every two loyal customers you get a free, you know, every two loyal customers that you refer me, you get a body wrap. And so whatever you want to do for your referral program, you can do that. And think of an inexpensive reward for people, or something, you know, obviously that you have on hand. It's always great to have an it works something and reward them with a product that they're already using. Lead boxes are another thing that you can do to kind of incorporate into your expos, incorporate into your open houses, into your parties. You could have the referrals are a good thing to incorporate into parties, actually. The lead boxes are good for those parties and open houses. And if you have anybody that has their own business, I know that I have people on my somebody on my team whose husband owns a tattoo shop. You could have, if you knew a friend like that owned a tattoo shop or a body shop or a chiropractor or a gym, that nature, you could ask to put a lead box up at their work. You could put get a plexiglass one or make one or have a hurricane jar and just have the slips next to it and just say, enter into to win a free wrap. And then on it, you could have check boxes like, yes, I'm interested in a business opportunity. Yes, in a party. Yes, I'm interested in trying this crazy wrap thing. And have them put their name, their phone number, and their email. You could even include the city. You don't need an address, but you could do the city in case they're in a surrounding area. And then you could draw a name once every month or once every week or once every 2 weeks, depending on how many people they get in their door and that they put information into those lead boxes. But you could do that and do a free wrap, and then that's another person. They're going to love the wrap. Maybe they're going to host a party for you too. So really there's so many different ways, parties, loyal customers, expos, blitzing your everyday life, networking groups, open houses, referral programs, lead boxes. All of these ways that you can really get the word out with your business. And so if you're kind of shy in one area, try one of the other ones. I strongly suggest that you try everything. See how it works for you. Get comfortable in your skin. Get out of your comfort zone for a while and just get the word out through lots of different methods, because that is really how we're going to grow our business. So when you're thinking about leads, make sure that you follow through. That is the biggest thing. It is one thing to get somebody's name and number, but if you don't follow up with them, give them a phone call, text, email, catch them on Facebook, and remind them of your presence or ask questions or pull them in, that is really going to be the key factor in building your business and keeping your business going with momentum. Because if you don't do those things, you probably shouldn't have gone out blitzing or done those things in the first place. That follow-up is really, really crucial. So thinking about a couple things when you're building your business and you're generating leads and you're getting the word out, I always go back to these four things that Jordan Adler points out in his book, Beach Money. It's the first book that I read. I highly recommend that you read it as well. I'm not being paid to endorse him, but I think it's amazing material that he has in his book. So number one, do people in your networking group, your networking circles, do they know you? Do they know what you do? Because you really need to make sure that you put it out there. I have had people come to me and say, you know, nobody's interested or nobody's asking me about it. You can't sit around your phone or your computer and wait for an email or a phone call to come through. You have to put it out there. People have to know what they're doing. They can't buy from you if they don't know that you're offering. So get the word out there. Make sure people know who you are and what you do. This does not mean be salesy or pushy or aggressive. This is a casual conversation. Just like if you have another job, probably people in your social network know what you do. It's a very common question. So what do you do for a living? So what do you do? Well, I'm a teacher. Or, you know what, I have my own home-based business. That's what I do. And you can go into detail. Number two, this is huge, absolutely huge. Do people trust you? Would people call you for advice? And do they consider you a valuable resource? Unfortunately, in social networking, we need to think about ourselves as a product, right? Do people trust and come to us, or do we have a bad reputation? If we do, it's not the end-all, be-all. We can clean it up. We can get going, moving forward in a positive direction, but we need to recognize the way that people view our character. And if they view us as an asset, if they will call us for advice, if we're trustworthy, because really people do business with people that they trust. People are not going to do business with somebody that they feel is not going to do them right. So think about that and think about what you can do to fix that if you feel like that your reputation isn't maybe that clean or trustworthy. Number three, do they consider you a friend? Do they like you? Because people do like to do business with friends. And it's true. I have friends that are in other home-based businesses and networking groups. I would never in a million years join their business, but I'll be a customer of them because they're my friend. And that is it. And so I will continue to do business with people that I like. I will go above and beyond and over to order something from somebody that I like versus a stranger, because I want to be a support to somebody else. And number four, can they depend on you? Do they consider you rock solid in their eyes? This means do what you say you're going to do. So have that follow up. Get back. Touch base. Get the product to them. Keep your appointment. Look professional. Be professional. Make sure that people can depend on you in this business. So all of these qualities, these four qualities that Jordan Adler touches on, and I wholeheartedly agree with, these are the things that we should strive for in our business, and these are the things that we should strive for in our individual lives, because it's just really a good way to be, and it just brings more depth and more people and more interest to us. So be intentional in your business. set those goals. We talked about that first week in the month. Set those goals. Figure out what you want to do, what you want out of this. And then pick something, pick a lead generator, pick something that you feel very comfortable with to start. And then once you get to that point, look at these other avenues, look at these other things that you can try and you can stretch yourself. And I guarantee if you go through those suggestions of ways to generate leads, you definitely will be seeing the momentum in your business. So I'm really excited for all of you guys. We are going to keep you posted on Facebook and Twitter and just let everybody know what's going on at conference. I know there'll be some amazing announcement on Saturday. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it's going to affect us, but they always save the big kabam for the end. And if you were on the call on Sunday night call with Mark, we said we were just going to keep building up to that grand finale of Saturday. So one of the things that I would really suggest that everybody do between now and then, especially if you can't go to conference, start making that hundreds list if you haven't done so already. Start thinking of people who need an opportunity. Start thinking of people who want to change their life. Think about people who could better their health, and that would be a really good product of the product. Get those people's names down, because we're going to ask you to contact them after conference and share the big news with them. You can't get somebody in your business if you don't put an ask out there. So make sure that you're doing those steps so that you're ready to put the ask out there through all of these different ways of generating leads, and you know the people that you're going to go ahead and ask. So we will keep you posted, and thank you guys so much for plugging in tonight. I am going to open up the call. If you have a lot of background noise and you need to stay on because you want to ask a question, I'll leave it open for questions for the next couple minutes. Feel free to do that. Just a second. All righty, guys. Does anybody have any questions? No questions, Mike?
No, thank you for the call.
Right, thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Hey, thanks, Nikki. Got on a little bit late.